Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee, listening.
Inform 2 Tango Mobile.
Mike, excuse me. QO Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee.
Inform Mike Whiskey Yankee, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, I didn't catch the full call sign a little bit.
It's Whiskey United 2 Tango. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Name here is Rusty, and I'm over here in Spartanburg.
Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee. I'm over in Simpsonville. Name is Larry.
Sounds like you're getting practice at doing this, so sounds like you might be a relatively new ham. And welcome to the hobby, as they say.
I am. and good to be noticed like that.
Try to help anybody I can that's new, and, you know, I've been at this at least a year or two, and me and some younger than me, but, you know, try to help out where I can, and also, what you got, just a technician license?
Ever since February, I've went to up here in Greenville to get my technician license, and studying for my general right now.
When you'll start having fun when you get your general, so you get on HF and really get into the contacts, and there are a lot of nets that can help you earn awards and things around. I belong to several of those, call several of those over the, you know, every week, so. But that's the fun part of the hobby, learning to make contacts with all these other countries and getting their QSL cards and then work up for the awards, you know?
My test is basically one of the big prizes.
Well, contests are good. I'm not one of these that can sit anymore and spend hours and hours in a chair working a contest. Occasionally I'll get in and work a little bit, and then I'll get up and do something else. At my age, sitting in that chair for more than a couple hours is not good on my back, so I have to take it easy on that. So anyway, good to meet you, and welcome to the hobby there, Larry.
How are you, Rusty?
Go ahead.
I was scanning the 2 meter, and I came across some chatter on 146.635. Is that a repeater anywhere close?
I don't recognize that one, but that doesn't mean a lot because there are a bunch of them that I don't know. And if you go, there's a couple of pieces of software you can get that'll help you look that up. Hang on, let me get out of the traffic here, and I'll clue you in on that piece of software, because I've got one on my phone that will allow me to look up repeaters in areas. Hang on a minute.
When you're saying with your mobile, I know about the repeaterbook.com.
One you can look it up on, and that'll get you, that'll give you the information as to, you know, whether the repeater that you're listening to is in our area. I use it a lot for when I'm traveling primarily, and it's a good piece of information, because you can set up the area around you and find out how far around, find out how close some of these repeaters are. Well, Larry, I've reached the place where I need to go inside here. I need to go and talk to this guy at the hardware store, because I got to buy a bunch of washers. I'll talk to you later, and you have a good afternoon. And we'll talk to you later. 73's W2T clear.
Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee, clear. Thank you.
Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel.
4 CBA Mobile.
4 CBA Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel. A little base station here in Greenville. Wonder if I could get an audio check and a signal report. Over.
Your audio sounds good. You're a little scratchy in the repeater, but you're definitely in there solid. I don't know if that helps you or not.
Because I just hooked this thing up this week, and the antenna that I ordered, I'm not going to be able to get it until June 21st. And I bought this real cheap magnet mount antenna, and I got it in my window, and I didn't know if it was working or not.
That transmission was worse for some reason. You've got more white noise in there now. I don't know if you moved the antenna or what.
I didn't move anything. I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to wait for the antenna.
A Kilo Oscar 4 Mike, Whiskey Yankee. Yeah, that last transmission was real, real scratchy. I couldn't make out anything you were saying. Magnet antenna, and it did get you 73. I don't know if you need to find your ex or get a better antenna.
Yeah, the last Well, one of the churches I served in had, a couple of them I served in had handbells, and they were 2.5 octave sets, and really enjoyed, I had to play and direct, because we didn't have enough people, but it was always fun.
I get the three lowest bells, the three biggest bells in it, and we've only got room for 8 people on our, for where we can set up tables to play handbells across the front of the church, so that kind of makes it a limit as to how many octaves we can go. You know, we've looked at having the other half of octave, get the other half of octave going down. That's the real big heavy bells, but we don't really have a place to put them or somebody to play them. So we're going to stick with the 2.5 octaves we got and go with that, and it works. And like I said, we've got the 2.5 octaves, and then we've got 1 octave of hand chimes. So and I've played both, so it's fun, and you know, it's fun to do that. And we're going to start handbell practice back in September when after, you know, so we can get things started again. We haven't played for over a year.
Since everybody, we just jump right back in there, and most everybody that plays handbells reads music, and that's a big help.
Well, we have a couple in our handbell chorus of a couple of the ladies who do not read music. They know where they are on the bar, on the space bar, where their note is on the bar. They know which ones to play, and they keep up with it that way. But, you know, they don't actually read music. So, you know, fortunately I do, and that helps when you're, both when you're singing and when you're playing and all of that other stuff here too. So, yep, we'll get back. Our bells right now are being down, being worked on right now. They had some dings in them, and there's a place down Easley, Seneca, somewhere down that way, that company down there that works on handbells. And of course, they said it would be, they took ours, our director took them down about 3 weeks ago after she played one Sunday. And they said we'd get them back in about 2 months and all, because they've got another set they've got to finish with first.
All right. Well, I am pulling into my destination here, so I'm going to have to say adios. And, but it's good to talk to you. Be careful out there. Mobiling around, and I'll clear out of here after yours, KB4CBA.
You have a good one. I'm going to run by the church and see how many of these washers I'm going to need for each of these wheels. I can at least put this one I've got here back on, and then I can worry about the other three later, because we've got a couple of months before we'll need to use the cart and everything. But anyway, David, good to talk to you. You take it easy. We'll catch you later. KB4CBA, W2T, 73s for now.
Hey, I just heard that transmission between you and David. That sounds like one of them things that's fun around Christmas time.
That you were breaking up. Try again.
Yeah, I was listening to what you and David was talking about the handbells in church, and that seemed like something that's fun to listen to around Christmas time, is it?
Oh, handbells. Time of the year, you know, because we have all kinds of music that we use in church to play it. And here a couple of weekends ago, on Sunday, our handbell choir director and one of the ladies in the handbell choir, they did a duet, and you know, they moved up and down the thing doing table on the table. So anyway, but that's, you know, they were getting there. Well, Larry, I've arrived. arrived here at the church, and I want to get inside and see if I can work on this thing and make sure I can get it doing what I want it to do. And we'll talk to you later. You have a good one. W2T clear.
COX, there. Didn't get the prefix of your call sign. It's KM4BOH. This is Kurt. I was wondering if you'd give me an audio check. Roger.
It's your call either, Kurt, but your audio sounds real good. Real good. N6CLX.
N6Z06. Yeah, mine is KM4 Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH, over.
KM4BLH, Kurt. This is November 6th, Charlie Lima X-ray.
Roger, November 6th, Charlie Lima X-ray. Roger, roger. Yeah, I just got this little rig here. I ordered a good antenna, but I'm not going to get it until June the 21st, and I bought this magnetic mount antenna. I had it inside the house in the window, and I don't think it was working good. And now I got it on my neighbor's fence. Roger.
Having good. Full quieting, no noise. It's like you're sitting right underneath the repeater. And the name here is Mike, by the way.
Roger that, Mike. Yes, yeah, I'm in Greenville. I'm over off of West Ferris Road. I probably don't live about a quarter of a mile from the Red Cross there. Kind of right behind the food line. Used to be a Bilo's in the Dunedin Mill Village there. And the last signal report I got when I had it in the window wasn't that good. Said it was real scratchy and they couldn't hear me. So I guess that worked out pretty good on the fence. I'll have to work till June when I get the antenna, get a real good antenna up in the air. Roger.
Little fence, and you got a nice little ground plane underneath it, and that thing's working good.
That would help, too. That thing, that little magnetic thing, it just stuck right on there real good. I already had the cable run for my other antenna, and I just kind of rolled it out there and put a little barrel connector in it and hooked it up, and you're the first one to give me a signal report. It's kind of new with the 2 meter. I've had my license since 2014. I've always been on a HF rig, and I'm just discovering this 2 meter. It's fun. I'm enjoying it. Over.
To the club of the VHF. Yeah, I'm over here in Spartanburg, headed back home towards Greenville. I've got an eye doctor appointment. So I'm almost at downtown Spartanburg, just on business 85. And just running with a mobile tri-band antenna loading coil. But yeah, that fence is giving you plenty of ground plane. That thing's working good.
I'm gonna leave it there unless the neighbor moves it. But I do appreciate you telling me that, because I was concerned, because I tried to check in. I checked into that roll call last night, and the gentleman, I know he got my call sign wrong, but I was like, man, he probably just, this rig over here, he probably can't understand what I'm saying, over.
And the repeater, you could always get in on, EchoLink. My mind was blank there for a second.
That EchoLink, that's probably above my pay grade. I'm just over here. This is a TM-281 Alpha. It's a mobile rig there. I just got a 25-amp power supply hooked to it and a real high-dollar, $20 antenna that I bought on Amazon. But I bought a Cushcraft AR-7-something-04, whatever, but it's backordered till June the 21st. And I guess I'll just have to wait to get it up in the air, but I do. I think this it's going to work till June. I appreciate the keep coming back and giving me a signal report and an audio check, Mike. Over.
How's this rig sounding? This is my ultra cheap Chinese mobile rig.
Over here, it sure does. I mean, you're coming in real good, too, in a mobile. And you're in Spartanburg, too. That's a little away from the repeater there, sure enough. And it sounds real good.
Power meter on it as when I reinstalled the antenna, but I think it's only putting out maybe 10 watts.
Oh, you're just doing 10 watts? That is amazing, man. Wow, this one here's got two powers, a low power and a high power, and I got it set on high, and it's supposed to do 65 watts. Over.
Yeah, this one's on high power. It's supposed to be 25, but what I measured was something around 10. You know, a watt is supposed to be universal, but there's a lot of fudge factor in these things.
I'm still learning about this thing here. I've been just, you know, golly. I was telling you there, I'll give you a signal report, but I'm visually impaired. I have to look at this thing with a magnifying glass, and everything's LCD, and it's kind of hard for me to see, but I try to wing it.
ZLX for ID. I like to keep up with the repeater ID, then I know I'm right on time. Yeah, the LCDs are tough. Glasses that are polarized, man, I can't see them.
DM4 BLH. Yes, Mike. At nighttime, I can see it a lot better. In the daytime, it's just a little. It's not as good. I got macular degeneration in both my eyes, and kind of took this up as a hobby about 7 years ago, and I got my general class license in 2015. But there's not been a lot of stuff on HF, and I had one of those little walkie-talkie handhelds that I bought 3 years ago at Hemfest in Spartanburg, a TYT, paid $65 for it. I finally figured out how to set the offset and the shift on it, and I made a couple of contacts with it, and it kind of gave me the bug. Over.
Yeah, you might, well, depending on your how deep you want to get into it, if you like working on digital computer stuff, DMR is a fun way to go, too.
A little over my head there, Mike. I'll just take a little baby steps there. That's for sure. Trying to save up to get me an amplifier for the HF rig, and every time I want to go order something, it's not in stock. It's all back ordered. Over.
The way it's all going nowadays, everything's on back order. There's always an excuse. I got a customer I've been fighting with, the overnight freight company, air freight company. Customer's waiting on something, and they've lost my package.
Good. That's just... Mike, that is unacceptable. Over.
It seems like everyone's got an excuse nowadays. Not enough people working, and the people that are working are half there, so on and so forth.
The pandemic has sure did change, messed up a whole lot of stuff there, the supply chain, and you got people now that I see on TV that don't want to go back to work because they're making more money unemployed. Over.
I saw that. They interviewed some ladies with a restaurant, and she's had a sign up in the door for, I think my wife said a month, maybe more, and not one person has come in to ask for an interview for that job.
I don't know. That's something that needs to change, I guess. I don't know. It's just, I guess, all politics, I suppose. Over.
If it doesn't change, it's going to come back and bite us. I can tell you that.
A big way, it is. It sure is. And it's just, you know, it's not good. It's not the way things should be, you know. I don't know. And I come up kind of hard with there. It was nothing given to me, and I keep hearing about free college and free all this and free that, and I was like, wow, man, I didn't have those opportunities. Sure enough, I didn't. Over.
Interesting talking to you while I'm on the way to the eye doctor, because he wanted to see me 6 months because I've got a little degeneration in my right eye. Right eye? Yeah, right eye. He says it looks like it's stopped or held off, but he wants to look at it every 6 months.
Good thing to do, because your eye health is important. Mine, it was from a pre-existing condition. I had to quit working when I was 45 years old, and it, you know, it just, doggone. I mean, I can still see. I'm not completely blind, but if they catch that early, there's stuff that they can do, you know what I'm saying, to help preserve your vision. So those trips to the eye doctor are important, Mike, and I think I'll get out of here and clear out of here, 73s, and on your finals.
All right, Kurt, hopefully I talk to you again. I'm usually in here in the morning on the way to work and the evening on the way back home. So hopefully we catch up. Oh, man, I don't know if I can get your call right. KM4KLH, N6CLX.
Bravo, Lima Hotel. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel. Yeah, Mike, since I got the antenna on the fence there and it's working better, you might hear me a little more, that's for sure.
I'll talk to you later, KM4BLH N6CLX. I'll be monitoring.